Here's what you get when you try to turn a drinking straw into a kazoo. It sounds pretty silly, but last Friday's edition of the library's Fizz Boom Reads summer reading program was all about silly sounds, and there was a special guest on hand to talk about them.
Hi guys, my name's Ben. We're going to do some science stuff.
That's Ben Newsome, the director of Physics Education. It's an interactive teaching company based in Australia. Newsome came to Unalaska by video conference to give the library kids a crash course in sound waves and vibrations. He might have been far away, but he used examples kids in Alaska can relate to.
If there's an earthquake, the shaking in the ground where you are could be detected all the way through the solid ground where I am in Australia.
But what is a vibration? The kids used a slinky to find out.
Go, Tegan.
Exactly.
Tegan and Mateus stretched the slinky out across the room and shook it up and down while they moved closer and further from each other to make different waves.
So you can see that you can have a wave that can be short or even have a sound wave but that can be long. Now, which one do you think is a high sound?
I'd say the short wave.
Makes the high sound? Well done. And now we're going to prove it.
Newsome used a metal rod to create a long high note and showed the sound waves on screen with his iPad.
More or less
waves. More or less.
More.
Excellent. So here's what we've learned.
This isn't the first time Newsome's company has dialed into Unalaska. Librarian Robbie Harris, who's coaxing the answers out of the kids, has worked with physics education before.
And what I try to do is bring in people that know what they're talking about from time to time. But it's also good to get outside perspective and ideas. And he's in Australia, and to talk to somebody in Australia is also kind of a unique thing as well.
Kids in the summer reading program don't have to attend these Friday get-togethers, but those that did come for the sound class walked away with a new toy. That's those straw kazoos we heard before. Getting them to work was a little bit of a struggle, but by the end, the kids had figured it out. And if all of Ben Newsome's tricks with invisible waves seemed cool, then the Fizz Boom Read kids are in for something even more mysterious this week. The summer reading program's now halfway over, and next, they're taking on the science of magic. In Unalaska, I'm Annie Ropeek.